To the United States now, where the sixth day of testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin is taking place. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Our man who looks at all of these things, he's half jabbed as far as his COVID protection goes, so that's great to hear, is Simon Marks in Washington. Kia ora, Simon, how are you?
Morena Nathan, I'm all right. I gamed the system in Washington, D.C. and managed to score a COVID jab on Easter Sunday. How about
that? Good thinking. Hey, no one's going to be out there. We're going to be eating eggs. There we go.
That was it. Exactly.
Okay. So tell me about this trial with Derek Chauvin happening so far, because there's not a great track record of convicting police officers. So is there a bit of anxiety around this?
Oh, tremendous anxiety. And indeed, security in Minneapolis has been tightened today because right now testifying at the trial is the Minneapolis police chief, Madaria Arredondo. Very, very unusual for the chief of police of any force in the United States to go into court and testify on behalf of the prosecution, in this case of former police officer Derek Chauvin. But we know that the police chief is going to argue that Derek Chauvin used excessive force in his attempt to arrest George Floyd last May the 25th, which of course resulted in Derek Chauvin placing his knee against Mr. Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes, video that the jury keeps being shown by the prosecution. But the anxiety comes from the fact that despite now a week of highly emotional testimony in which witness after witness has accused Derek Chauvin of murder, the defense knows that they only need to persuade one juror that George Floyd was a drug addict. He was, and we've already heard testimony to this fact, drugged to the gills the day of his arrest, and that the police felt that they, first of all, were on the receiving end of so much anger from bystanders. They were worried that they themselves were going to be attacked, and they also worried that George Floyd might arouse from his unconsciousness and become violent to them, that they had seen this happen in the cases of other drug addicts who had fallen into unconsciousness only to wake up and then become more violent than they had been before. So there's no question that as this trial moves forward, despite the strength, what the prosecution argues is the strength of its case, the defense believes that by raising questions about George Floyd's drug use, they will be able to persuade one member of the jury that it was George Floyd's opioid addiction that contributed to his death, not Derek Chauvin's treatment of him.
Yeah. Also in the sporting world, I see that baseball is back up again. And as a Dodgers fan, I was happy to see people throwing baseballs at the Astros. So that's great with the first pitch there. However, I see they've taken, there's an All-Star game that's been taken away from the state of Georgia. Can you tell us about that and a bit of backlash?
Yeah, that's Major League Baseball making a big political decision. The latest corporate entity to punish or threaten to punish the state of Georgia for these new election laws that the governor of Georgia signed into law just a few days ago. Democrats insist that this is an attempt by Republicans in the state to make it harder for African Americans in Georgia to vote on the basis that those African Americans are much more likely to be voting Democratic than Republican. The Republicans insist that that is not the case, that they're actually trying to make it easier for everyone to vote. But corporate America, under pressure from many of its customers, is taking a dim view of this. We've seen both Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, issuing statements condemning this new law. And this move by Major League Baseball, and I'm not a baseball fan, so you'll have to tell me how big a deal the All-Star game is, but this move to take the All-Star game away from Georgia is definitely being seen as a big decision and leading some, including former President Donald Trump, to call for people to boycott baseball.
Wow. And Coca-Cola. Thank you very much, Simon Marks. There we go. Just all you need to know about baseball is Houston, other bad guys. And that's your baseball lesson for today.